Haggis, the chieftain of the pudding race. I haven't played that one for a long time. Actually, it was damaged and I repaired it a couple of weeks ago. I didn't think it would work properly, but it did. And talking about haggis, the 25th of May, one for your diary. I'm doing a dress to the haggis during Berry Festival, and the School of Arts will be the Shoalhaven City Pipes and Drums, Highland Dancers, Scottish country dancers, a choir. I might even dance. I might even do the Macarena. Yeah? You've never seen me dancing. Yeah, and I'll be doing the address to the haggis and playing the Scottish dance music as well as a little bit of old time, like the Pied of Erin, Scottish waltz, Gay Gordons, you name it, I'll do it. So that's the 25th of May. If you haven't seen the haggis, been, what shall we say, addressed, that's what they call it, the ode to the haggis. Well, I'll be doing it that night, so please put that in your diary for the 25th. You can buy tickets at the door, and it's all for charity. Yes. Okay, what else have we got? Nothing else. Okie doke, let's listen to Alexander Morrison.
From the car. princes, queens, and kings. For here is Scotland's history, here freedom lost and won, and here my heart is ever homing till my life is done.
Yeah, the Northern Lights, Old Aberdeen. That was Alexander Morrison. Before that, he played Misty Islands of the Highlands. You know, I remember that song when I was a kid. I thought it was a Top of the Pops or something, because it, there wasn't many wirelesses around in those days. I can remember. And the Royal Mile. Yes, that was the seat of the kings, queens and princes, and there's still a lot of queens walk down it, I'll tell you. Royal Mile is the street that leads from the castle right down to Holyrood Palace, and on the tattoo, there's about 9,000 people queuing up, all the way down, like about 20 abreast, all the way down the street, waiting to get in. And as soon as the show finishes, the first house, they go out one way, and then the crowd from the Royal Mile comes in the other way, and the street is cleared within about 10 minutes. Oh, it's magic. Magic it is. And you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple U FM, broadcasting on 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, and 99.7 South. And as you know, we are on the internet, and we have an email. Email is triple U, that's TRIPLEU, at shoalhaven.net.au. Our website is the http://www.triple-u.org. I don't know what org stands for, it's funny that, .au. Yes, and I might take this opportunity to thank all the listeners who are getting this program on Electric Scotland. I got some email from Canada and America and Scotland as well, because it's funny that they don't get programs like this in Scotland. Now, it's nearly all modern music, pop and things like that, but never a potpourri of music we get here. Oh, well, that's great. Yep. Okay, what have we got next? How about, before I go any further, the Scottish Gala will be on again this year up at the showground in June. So look out for some advertising about it in the local papers, and I'll be mentioning it over the few weeks leading up to it. Right. Let's listen to Arthur Spink. Of course, you know Arthur Spink. He's a Dundonian, great accordion player. He's been around all the clubs around here on the South Coast, him and Jennifer Shaw. I haven't seen Arthur for about 18 months, but all right, he's still going. So here he is. It's just a Borders medley. Thank you.
imagine we've left Craig and Durham behind, and wouldn't happy odds by Kilcregan we find, at Kern and Dunoon and in Nellon we stay, then Scotland's Madeira, that's Rossy they say, or maybe by Fairlie and Lark we'll go, or over to Millport the thrills people saw, maybe journey to Arran, it can't be denied, these scenes all belong to the Star of the Clyde, oh the River Clyde, the wonderful Clyde, the name of it thrills me and fills me with pride, and I'm satisfied, whatever may be tried, the sweetest of songs is the Song of the Clyde. There's Bonmark, Liskefield, my lord, they're going in the water for the fair. There's Bob and Mary on the Govan ferry, wishing Jack Balsham could be there. There's steamers cruising, and there's baddies snoozing, and there's laddies fishing through the pier. And possible firing, very near expiring, as he rows about be there to hear. With eyes a flashing, ladies, voters smashing, to be walking daily on the prom. And me and every man, seventh heaven, as they stroll along with Dick and Tom. And the modern rock to every gene and jockey stands, a welcome that is high and wide. Seem to know that they are on their homeward way to hear the song of the Clyde. Oh, the River Clyde, the wonderful Clyde, the name of it thrills me and fills me with pride, and I'm satisfied, whatever may be tried, the sweetest of songs is the song of the Clyde.
Centipedes was very sweet. She was ever so proud of every one of her 100 feet. Early every morning her neighbors came to glance. She always entertained them with a beautiful little dance. As leg number 94 gave 95 a shunt, legs and numbers 1 and 2 were twisting out in front. As legs numbers 9 and 10 were wriggling up the side, 73 and 74 were doing the pally glide. Her neighbour, Jenny Longlegs, with jealousy was mad. She went out and bought herself a pencil and a pad. She came a month of mornings and she made a careful note of every step the centipede made, and this is what she wrote. As leg number 94 gave 95 a shunt, legs and numbers 1 and 2 were twisting out in front. As legs numbers 9 and 10 go wriggling up the side, 73 and 74 were doing the pally glide. Armed with exact notation, young Jenny Longlegs tried to dance just like the centipede. She failed and nearly cried. She grabbed hold of the centipede and she said, now have a look and show me how you do these steps I've written in my book. Said the centipede, do I do that? And tried to demonstrate. She'd never thought anything before and she didn't do too great. Her 100 legs get twisted and she wound up in a fangle. She fractured 14 shin bones, 13 kneecaps and an ankle. Legs numbers 1 and 2 get tied with 3 and 4. Legs and numbers 5 and 6 get trampled on the floor. Leg number 17 was attacked by number 10. 98 and 99 will never dance again. Now the weaker Kupri centipede, she suffered terrible pain. All of us were very surprised she ever danced again. And now she tells her neighbours, everyone that comes to see, never try an explanation of what comes naturally. As leg number 94 gives 95 a shunt, legs and numbers 1 and 2 are twisting out in front. As legs numbers 9 and 10 go wriggling up the side, 73 and 74 are doing the pally glide.
Yes, the wee Kirkcudbright centipede. Now, how the hell do you get Kirkcudbright out of Kirkcudbright? It's been amazed me for years. Kirkcudbright is the proper pronunciation. Well, you get that pronunciation. K-I-R-C-U-D-B-R-I-G-H-T. Kirkcudbright. But it's called Kirkcudbright. There's another place I remember too, a place in Fife called Culross. You say Cooris. Strange place that, Scotland. A lot of strange people come out of it. A lot of strange people stay in it. Yes. Okay, what have we got coming up next? How about we have a couple of tracks from the lovely Lady Sheena Wellington. We call her Lady. It's a name we lovingly call her in a wee club, the 3 J's in Dundee. Thank you.
only 10 year old, I left the parish school. My father feed me to the means to jam and milk and meal. I first put on my nerry breeks to hack my spinal drums. Then I rubbed the foot my nappy, knees a pair of nicky tams. And first I got on for Bailey Loon, and sign I got on for third. And sign of course I had to learn the horseman's trippin' word. A loaf of bread to dame, a piece of bottle for drink or dram. Man, you canny come through the cafe's door, a foot your nicky tams. The farmer I am wee the new, he's wealthy but he's mean. Though corn's cheap, his horses are lean, the hern is fairly done. He gars his load or kirts or food, his conscience he twang. When the priest are blacks, there's nothing like a fair nicky tams. She is 45 and I am 17. She clots a muckle piece to me, we duffer and kinds of jam. And she tells me every night that she admires my makeup. It's barely duty Sunday, the kirky work began. My collar, it was architect, but the freaks were me wrong. I had my Bible and my pooch, likewise my book o' Psalms. When Nanny wrote, "Good, ye muckle kite, I cap your nicky tams." Say, I'm the sweet to thin, I'm up the lassie 30, please. But then my breeks I lop it up around about my knees. I was come crawling up my leg in the middle of a psalm. I'll never again wear a sticker to put my nicky tams. I've often thought I'd like to be a bobby on the coast, or maybe I'll come to Dundee and drive a pair of horse. Whatever it is, my luck to be the bobby or horse trams, I'll never forget the happy days of warm and nicky tams.
Yes, he'll never forget. He'll never forget the day he forgot his nicky tams. Well, nicky tams, it's a farmer. Well, farmers and labourers, especially on the road, councils. We used to call them labourers, and we've got another name for them, but I can't mention it on here. Road workers, etc., navvies, all that. They wore these moleskin trousers, very, very thick. I think you still buy them today. And they used to tie a rope or a belt around the leg, underneath the knee, so that it kept anything from crawling up the leg of the breeks. Aye. And they were called nicky tams. And then the bunchy time that Sheena was singing about, well, that was a warning to all girls about sailors. He said, you know what sailors are? Yes, dirty pigs, of course. I'm only kidding, fellas, I'm only kidding. No, that was Sheila Wellington, the Bunch of Time and Nicky Tams from a CD called Care Law, which you cannot buy here, but if you're interested in buying some of her CDs, well, let me know and I can see about prices for you. Right, before we go any further, we better see what the boss has to say.
From Barrie to Bawley Point, Shoalhaven Community Radio, Triple UFM. From Maru Meadow to Mollymook, the People's Radio, Triple UFM.
It you tried the delicious homemade gourmet curries made and delivered from Barry? Deliveries every week from our kitchen to your home or office. Deliveries every week to the Shoalhaven, Kiama, Shell Harbor, Wollongong, and the Highlands. Also, once a month deliveries to Sydney, Canberra, and the Blue Mountains. Call Lorel for Barry Curry Curry on 44641230. Yes, for the best curry, ring Barry Curry Curry on 44641230. Email Barry Curry Curry on BERIHURIKARI at aussiemail.com.au.
The wonderful music of Scotland is featured every Thursday on Triple U when Jack McDougall presents his Scottish programme. You can almost smell the heather and taste the haggis as Jack takes you on a musical journey across the highlands and lowlands of Bonnie Scotland. Tune in Thursdays for the real feeling of Scotland only on Triple U.
Yeah, you can almost smell the haggis and taste the heather. That's, you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM, here on 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, and 99.7 South. Our telephone number, 44221700. Radio Triple UFM, the host with the most on the coast. Right, let's listen to Kenneth McKellar.
Step it out, step it out, with a cheer and a shout, while we're marching through the heather. Sing the song, keep it strong, though the way may be long, we will all get there together. Here we come, to the beat of the drum, and we'll never mind the weather. So we smile all the while, every long weary mile, march, march, marching through the nether. Then swing along to a hiking song, the highway winding west, camping highland glens and bracken bends to meet the isle. Together, come along, be it fair or stormy weather, with the hills of home before us and the park below the heather. Let us sing in happy chorus, come along, step we gaily on we go, heel for heel, the toe for toe, farm and row over man's wedding. Oh, the hill ways up and down, left all green and bracken brown, past the healing through the town, all for sake of Mary. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel, the toe for toe, farm and row over man's wedding. Oh, the thistle of Scotland was famous of always. Do this is not and it's gracious of all. It's the badge of my country, it's ideal to me. And the thought of the favouring that makes him a ye. Oh, we're low, a wattie by the wall. We're low, a wattie leave ye. We're low, a wattie by the wall. We're wachlin' heim frae Ochter Machtin, on the road by Ochin Shugle through the glen. And the haggises are yelpin' as they get their nickly skelpin' to na Angus Ochter Loney's button ben. There's a shockly tatty bogle in the gloamin', suppin' brose and playin' pibroch all the while. As we build a wall like peeries or a queen of Whig Malieries, Wachlin Haim dipped the kettle on the bile. Step it out with a cheer and a shout while we're marching through the heather. Sing a song, keep it strong, though the way may be long, we will all get there together. Here we come to the beat of the drum, and we'll never mind the weather. Oh, we smile all the while, every long
sun has sent all winter far away. And the mavis with his song tells me there's where I belong, stepping out on the West Highland Way. I'll be there, I'll be there, be it cloudy or fair, far away from the city, far away from care. And with every mile I say, how I bless the happy day when I first took the West Highland Way. Setting out from Kelvin Grove to the northward I will roam, by Mulgay and on to Trimmon and the west. Soon Loch Lomond's there below, by her bonny banks I'll go, with her song sounding sweetly in my breast. I'll be there, be it cloudy or fair, far away from the city, far away from care. And with every mile I say, how I bless the happy day when I first took the West Highland Way. By MacGregor Ponts I'll come, by Glenfalloch and Tyndrum, by Glenorchy and by Rannoch and Glencoe. Names that ring in history, and the echo follows me to the north where the Leven waters flow. I'll be there, I'll be there, be it cloudy or fair, far away from the city, far away from care. And with every mile I say, how I bless the happy day when I first took the West Highland Way. High and wild the path will come, over many an aimless fun, through Loch Abacus, William it will wind. Where Ben Nevis greets the sun, there my Highland Way is done, but the dew